Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ryan Goodman, who teaches beef leaders how to be advocates in just a moment. Oklahoma Farm Bureau serves agriculture across all 77 Oklahoma counties. They're invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. Farm Bureau is all about improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is excited about being a part of the 100th anniversary convention of the American Farm Bureau in New Orleans. We'll have coverage with radio reports, web stories on OklahomaFarmReport.com, on our daily email, and via our Facebook page and Twitter feed. Our coverage powered by the strongest and largest farm organization in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Ryan Goodman is the Director of Grassroots Advocacy and Spokesperson Development with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He goes around the country working with cattle producers to learn how to be more effective cattle industry advocates. We caught up with Ryan at one of these sessions in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Ron, a big part of my role with NCBA and working with our advocates across the country, primarily cattle producers, is to help us in our conversational skills so that we can share our stories in a way that's going to resonate with audiences and help consumers understand how beef is raised, how cattle are raised, and how it gets from pasture to plate. And so when I'm working with producers and our advocates, helping them to understand some tactical skills on how to share your information, and that there's a lot of preparation sometimes it comes to having a conversation with people, understanding what message and information that you want to share, but also how we say it matters. And so if I can help producers understand some of those soft skills of communication that we don't always learn on the farm or the ranch, that can help them be more successful in having productive discussions.
What are the topics that are maybe the hottest on the minds of media when they start calling on beef producers?
You know, with NCBA, we've got a really great market research team, issues monitoring, and seeing all the conversations that consumers are having today. And some of the big topics that we see today are questions that fall into 4 buckets of beef safety, animal welfare, sustainability, or beef nutrition. And that sustainability is a topic that a lot of us in the cattle producer community can really address by showing examples of how we are working to be more sustainable, what we're doing on our farms and ranches every single day that contributes to our sustainability, and how beef can be a sustainable part of a good and healthy diet.
What sustainability is often is in the eye of the beholder. But Ryan Goodman says it's really important that cattle producers get their arms around the concept of sustainability as it relates back to their cattle operation and then communicate that to today's consumer.
Yeah, sustainability is a hot topic within our industry, and consumers are asking how they can eat more sustainably, how they can eat for the planet or have a sustainable diet. And so that's definitely something that we're helping producers to be able to speak to through the Masters Beef Advocacy Program, and how we're helping them to be confident in being able to speak to what is it that I do on my farm or ranch every single day that contributes to be more sustainable, because there is a lot of noise out there that consumers are hearing about sustainability. And so if we can help producers to join those conversations and talk about, here's what I'm doing to manage my water, my pastures, help to contribute to clean air, and then we're producing cattle that are helping our planet to be more sustainable, helping those producers to join those conversations is something that we're definitely trying to do through our advocacy programs.
One thing you mentioned to these folks a couple of times is that make sure you talk in terms that consumers can understand. This, the jargon that we often use among cattle producers, that's something that can get very confusing.
It can be very confusing when we're talking in our lingo, in our jargon, with consumers. Things that we may say with our peers and our neighbors, we may understand, but consumers that don't live that every day may not understand that. So really paying attention to the audience of who you're speaking with and what their context may be, and understanding that sometimes we need to understand some of those words can be really a key part of good communication for cattle producers. And that's something that I'm definitely trying to help them to learn and understand through the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program.
The Director of Grassroots Advocacy and Spokesperson Development for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Ryan Goodman. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, February 2nd, it's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 41st annual all-breed bull sale, featuring 60 breeding-age bulls, both registered and commercial. Choose from Angus, Hereford and Black Hereford, Charlet, Composite, Simmental, Sim Angus, Shorthorn, and Red Angus. Sale starts at 12:15 sharp at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. For more information or to order a sale catalog, contact Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Remember, the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's annual all-breed bull sale, Saturday, February 2nd. We'll see you there.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.